News. I'm Jackie Quinn. A new witness will be interviewed about the assassination attempt earlier this month on President Trump at a Pennsylvania campaign rally. The witness, Donald Trump.
We want to get his perspective on what he observes.
Kevin Rojak, who leads the FBI's Pittsburgh field office, says that's standard protocol for any victim of a federal crime. The FBI's getting a fuller picture of gunman Thomas Matthew Crooks.
Searches related to power plants, mass shooting events, information on improvised explosive devices, and the attempted assassination of the Slovakian Prime Minister.
The FBI still does not have a motive. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden heads to Austin, Texas this afternoon. He'll be honoring former President Lyndon Johnson for signing the Civil Rights Act 60 years ago. Johnson also was a sitting president who decided not to seek another term. In Venezuela, both the incumbent President Nicolas Maduro and his challenger, a career diplomat, are both claiming victory in the presidential race. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We have serious concerns that the result announced does not reflect the will or the votes of the Venezuelan people.
The U.S. is urging Israel to proceed with caution against Lebanon after a Hezbollah strike killed 12 children this weekend in the Golan Heights.
There's no reason, in our view, that this has to lead to some dramatic escalation.
Security Council spokesman John Kirby. In Rochester, New York, the search is on for suspects in a shooting at a park that left two women dead and five injured.
Hundreds of people were at Maplewood Park in Rochester at what had been a celebratory event when someone opened fire. Mayor Malik Evans says one of the women killed was a city employee. I'm Haya Punjwani.
The French government says multiple telecommunications lines were hit by acts of vandalism. This is AP News. Doctors are cautioning about the overdiagnosis of a tongue condition linked to nursing babies.
A prominent doctors group worries a condition in infants that can affect breastfeeding, ankyloglossia, known as tongue tie, is being overdiagnosed in the U.S. and too often treated with unnecessary surgery. The American Academy of Pediatrics is the latest and largest medical society to sound an alarm about the increasing use of scissors by doctors and lasers by dentists to cut away some infants' tongue tissue. It also cites a study suggesting less than half the kids actually have trouble breastfeeding. I'm Julie Walker.
The FDA is proposing new rules to limit salmonella poisoning from chicken. The agency says it now has better tools for testing. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.